Last night, residents enjoyed a leisure walk along Innisfil Beach Park's pathway, which was lined with carved-out pumpkins left over from the previous night's Halloween celebrations. "I can't believe it," exclaimed Marge Mossman with the Innisfil Historical Society, as she watched hundreds of residents pour onto the beach to enjoy the pumpkins one last time. The post-Halloween display was organized by the Innisfil Historical Society, and sponsored by the Innisfil Idealab and Library, Innisfil Arts, Culture and Heritage Council, IACHC, the Rotary Club of Innisfil, and Clean Up Innisfil, a volunteer group that launched this year. The event kicked off with a brief opening ceremony from the town of Innisfil's official town crier. "I hereby bring you news of the greatest importance, for today is the first day of November and you are all gathered here to enjoy the magnificent pumpkin light-up walk," announced Steve Travers, who was dressed in a full town crier costume and rang an oversized bell before commencing. "We are most grateful to the local sponsors who have supported this event, and all the wonderful volunteers too." The pumpkins were delivered by residents during the day to the Innisfil Beach Park, and volunteers helped stagger the pumpkins all along the beach path while inserting battery-operated lights inside them for one last final glow. Volunteers and organizers share there were over 1,000 pumpkins donated for the event, and approximately over 250 lights used. "We only expected 100, admitted Mossman and Leslie Pollock, member of Clean Up Innisfil. "This is 10 times more than we thought. It's such a simple idea that really came together well," said Sydney Hardy, chair of the Innisfil Arts, Culture and Heritage Council, IACHC. The Innisfil parking lot filled with cars last night as parents, children, babies, dog walkers, late-night strollers, and even residents from out of town came down to enjoy the pumpkin creations. "Normally when you have an event, it can take years to plan," shares Innisfil Mayor Lynn Dolan, who also enjoyed the festivities last night. "Who starts an event and first time trying it, it's so successful." Student volunteers from St. Peter's Catholic Secondary School in Barrie and Nanter Shores Secondary School in Alcona helped gather all the pumpkins after the event ended, and loaded them onto a trailer where they were transported to Wilson Creek Farms as scraps for the farm animals. Farm owners Gail and Donnie Crowder share they were totally ecstatic by the number of pumpkins collected. Their farm, Wilson Creek Farms, is located on the third line in Innisfil. "When you start volunteering at your age, you will volunteer all your life," says Mossman about all the youth volunteers who she shares helped make the event a complete success. Organizers hope to have the Innisfil Pumpkin Walk become an annual event and are planning to contact more local farms next year to share the pumpkins with. All volunteers, organizers, sponsors, and especially Innisfil resident Marge Mossman say a big thank you to all members of the community who donated a pumpkin or participated in the walk to help bring the community together again. "Thank you so much for enjoying this community event," exclaims Mossman.